Dealers.
Hello, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. All of your answers will be confidential. To start, what is the year of your birth?
11-5-58.
Thank you very much. And what is your race?
African-American.
Thank you very much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Yes.
Which one? Strong or not strong?
Strong.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
Thank
graduate.
You. Thank you. Next, we have some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know. I have to explain. I'm unsatisfied with the country.
Okay.
Because they won't take care of the peoples over here, but they can take care of the people across seas.
Mm-hmm. And would you say you're somewhat unsatisfied or very unsatisfied because of that?
Unsatisfied. Very unsatisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, I ain't got no. I'm gonna say I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Approve, strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you have never heard of that person or you don't know that group, please just let me know. The first one is Brian Kemp.
9.
Cornel West.
5.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Donald Trump.
3.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
3.
Three. And Democrats in Congress.
7.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Where I stand at with it, I'm going to say 10.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their country? Please rate the amount of power, once again, you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power.
You say 10, no power at all.
0, no power at all, and 10, a lot of power.
No, 10.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the Black political power since 2020? Would you say It is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful. There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful or it's much less powerful?
So much powerful.
And it's somewhat more, okay, thank you, never mind. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10 once again, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance you will vote, and a 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
You say the other side of 5 means like I definitely vote?
0 means you will definitely not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 chance, and 10 means you will definitely vote.
10.
Thank you very much. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I don't think Donald Trump gonna get it, and Biden, he bought all the way out,
So for the purpose of the question, would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a little bit.
Okay, thank you. If the November 5, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? Another third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I'll vote for another third party.
Thank you. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
It got better.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them on each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is inflation or cost of living.
All right, say it again. I got disturbed.
0 should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. Any number between 0 and 10?
10 should be.
Thank you. The next one is voting rights.
10.
Environmental justice.
Environmental justice?
Yes.
Explain to me, what is it?
I suppose it's for the environment.
I'm going to say 10.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
Oh, man. Come on. Say it again. 10, it was, I don't.
10. Definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. It's 10.
Should be 10. 10.
Okay. Thank you. Gun control?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, similar to the other one, I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10. Now, 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is inflation or cost of living. Has that been? Okay, thank you. A voting rights.
10.
Environmental justice?
10.
Crime and violence?
That's 10.
Gun control?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
I'm gonna say 10.
Thank you very much. And with this, we're halfway there. We have a few couple of questions still. So I just want to thank you for your patience. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first one is the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Does that impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Great deal.
The next one is the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed to Department and Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments.
Which one you say the answer was? I mean, the question,
yes.
The answer.
Does that impact your life or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all? Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I cannot hear you anymore. Hello?